This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
CHS has hired a new manager to oversee their energy department. The company has recently made some changes, and today we'll visit with Zach Lancaster to find out more about his new role and how those changes will impact customers.
Well, previously born and raised in the Palmyra area, and I moved west of Modesto a couple years ago, so I didn't make it very far from where I was actually born and raised. But previously for CHS, I've managed the Carrollton and Whitehall grain facilities for the past couple years, and saw an opportunity to get out there and talk to our customers every day, and you know, be out there and be on a personal level with them. And I'm a pretty big people person, so I jumped at the chance to go out there and meet these guys.
Well, sounds great. So you're not new to the company, but you are in a new position. So tell us what your new role is and what you'll be doing.
So my new role will be a CES, and with CHS, that stands for a Certified Energy Specialist. So my role will be trying to service our farmers with their fuel needs and fuel and lubricants. So I'm talking refined fuels, you know, diesel, gas, and then we also do propane. We also offer a full line of Cenex products on oil and grease as well.
So where will you be based out of? I know CHS, we've got several locations around this area. Will you kind of float around and work in several spots, or?
I will be based out of our Louder location. I guess that's where my desk is, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I spend most of my time out on farms and out in the rural communities trying to meet with our customers and offer them the best thing we can. So I guess roughly my area be serving would be Macoupin, Montgomery, Jersey, Calhoun, Scott, Morgan, and Sangamon. So pretty well anywhere within those areas, we should be able to take care of you.
Sure, sounds good. So you had mentioned some of the products that you guys carry, but tell us a little bit more about those on the energy side. What do you have to offer, and what are some things that you could help farmers with?
Well, the two things I like to offer to farmers, I think, are the most important. Is number one, first and foremost, is service. You know, I think in today's world, we lose that a lot. So I pride myself in making sure these guys are getting what they want and getting it in a timely fashion. You know, I mean, those tractors don't run on wind, you know. So if a guy's needing fuel, he kind of needs it right now. So that's first and foremost, is service. And second of all, and equally as important, I like to offer these guys a little bit of knowledge. I mean, you've heard the term, you know, two heads are better than one. So if we can provide our farmer with knowledge on the products that he's getting, and we can put their head together with my head and all the other team members here at CHS, I think that, you know, that's the best way to approach a situation and hopefully make this, you know, more efficient and more profitable for the farmer.
Well, sounds great. You've definitely got the right attitude heading into this, Zach, so I'm sure folks will be really happy to meet you and work with you. I would like to know a little bit more about the products that you do offer in energy. I've talked with Aaron and some other folks before about your propane and some other things. So, Zach, I know you're new at this position, but can you fill us in on what you guys do have to offer?
Yeah, I think it's important to touch on our propane because that's a big part of our business, and it's something we do a really good job at. Just to start off with, we strategically placed bulk propane storage in our Louder facilities, our Greenfield facility, and our Pocahontas facility, and we did that to kind of offer, you know, the northern, the central, and the southern part of our regions. That way we can effectively operate out of all three of those locations and make it most efficient for not only us, but also our farmers.
All right. Well, makes perfect sense. Spread you guys out where all your customers and farmers are. Something else that we wanted to talk about, we wanted to touch on something that's new for CHS on the energy side.
Yeah, our customers came to us and expressed that we need a better operation in our bulk DEF operations. So DEF being diesel exhaust fluid. So they came to us and said, hey, you know, you guys are really not doing a great job at this. So, you know, they spoke to us and we listened. And so we just finished up our bulk DEF setup here in Shipman. And so we'll be able to be a little bit more competitive in that market and also offer our customers more in gallons or drums or shuttles. We can refill them here at the plant. And, you know, currently, I guess, put a spin on this new operation, we're offering a special for the rest of this month, and it'd be 20 cents off each gallon of your first purchase of DEF with us.
Awesome. Well, you explained what DEF is, diesel exhaust fluid, but I'm not that familiar with this, and maybe someone listening would like to know more. So what does that do, or how do you use it?
Well, some of these, the newer tractors and the newer models of even trucks use this diesel exhaust fluid, and what it is that it helps with emissions, cutting down on our greenhouse gases coming out of these tractors and combines and trucks, and the EPA, you know, we're trying to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, and so this is the thing that they come up with, and it seems to do an effective job.
So that's something then that you would add to your diesel fuel?
There's actually reservoirs separate from your fuel, and within the fuel system, they mix in this diesel exhaust fluid, and it actually creates a chemical reaction in there to help cut down on the carbon emissions coming out of the vehicle.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks for explaining that, Zach. I think we hit on pretty much everything, but if you could maybe give us your contact info for folks if they'd like to get a hold of you and ask questions or get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. They can call me anytime, night or day. My number is 217-473-4592. Or you can call any one of our locations, and we'll have somebody to service you as well.
Zach Lancaster, Northern CES rep for CHS, and we'll have more ag news in just a moment. The USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced greater crop insurance options for farmers against unexpected decreases in their operating margin. Offered through the Federal Crop Insurance Program, margin protection insurance for corn, wheat, rice, and soybeans will be available in more states and have updates designed to better clarify the real input costs covered beginning in 2018. The RMA is expanding margin protection for corn and soybeans to Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The expansion also includes a harvest price option, which allows farmers to get the greater price so they can rebound faster. Margin protection insurance is privately developed and first became available in 2016 to provide coverage based on an expected margin, which is the expected area revenue minus the expected area operating costs for each applicable crop, type, and price. A producer may choose coverage from 70% to 95% of their expected margin. The last day to purchase a margin protection policy for corn, soybeans, and spring wheat is September 30th of this year. Well, looking at world ag news, Japan's prime minister said this week that he hopes the U.S. will rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership that's worth billions of dollars for U.S. agriculture. Japan is continuing to push to finalize the TPP following Trump's removing the U.S. from the agreement. The 11 remaining members have started discussions on how to proceed. The prime minister told CNBC this week that Japan must now take on a leadership role and bring the talks forward because of the U.S. dropout from the agreement. The prime minister added that momentum should not be lost, but he left the door open for a U.S. return to the deal. He says since the U.S. understands the importance of having free and fair rules in the trading world, it's our wish that the U.S. will return to TPP. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.